It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together again today. I have something here that you might recognize. Do you remember seeing this kind of an instrument before? It's called a thumb piano. Remember Miss Pulowski, the woman who told us the stories, loaned me an imbira. It was very much like this, thumb piano. I'd like you to look very closely right along here and see if you can tell me something about how these little shakers are placed. See, this first one has one, and the next one doesn't. And then the third one has one, and the next one doesn't. And all along, you see, with a shaker, without a shaker, with a shaker, without a shaker, with a shaker, without a shaker, and so on. Isn't that interesting? See how it shakes? Yeah. This is an instrument that came from Africa. There are some people at the Brown's Marionette shop today who have African instruments and African marionettes. Do you know about Africa? I'll get the globe of the world and show you. Show you on the globe where Africa is. See, this is supposed to be the world, like a map of the world. And many of us live right here, and if we were to go to Africa, we would have to go across this great big ocean. Here, way across the ocean. And that's a long way across. And this is Africa right here, all that. It's a big continent. And you know, there are a lot of people in our country who had great-grandparents or grandparents who lived in Africa. Do you know of anybody who lived in Africa? Do you? When I see a globe or a map like this, I think, my, how closely and carefully you have to look to see different towns and different states and different countries. And with an instrument like this, how carefully you have to listen to know the difference between those keys there. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can learn. Carefully look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will find a lot of things. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to keep on growing. Carefully look, look, up and listen. Why don't we go over to the Browns now and see some more African instruments and some marionettes there. Come along with me, all right? Why, look who's here.
Oh, hi, Reed. Mr. Rogers.
And Mrs. Baker, how are you?
Oh, fine, thank you.
How do you do?
Well, this is Reed's friend.
This is Jack.
Hi, Jack. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to meet you. Were you at the Browns Marionette?
Yes, we were, and we loved it.
Oh, good.
It was really great. I really like the music the best.
I like the dancing.
You like the dancing, Reed? This is an African instrument that people loaned me. It's a thumb piano. Would you like to try it?
Mm-hmm.
Just try it with your thumbs. That's it. You all make it sound good.
Unusual sounds.
Mm-hmm. Good, Reed. How's Angela?
Oh, she's very well, thank good. You.
You like your new home?
Very, very much. And we're meeting so many nice new neighbors.
Well, it's special to have new people come into the neighborhood, isn't it, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hope you all have a good day.
Thanks, and we hope you enjoy the puppets and the music.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye.
Bye, Ms. Baker. Come with me. Wanted my television friends to meet you fine puppeteers and musicians. Thank you for loaning me this. You know, you can find chords and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, you play that very nicely.
Well.
You want to hear some more?
Yeah.
You want to hear how it goes with the rest of the
instrument? I surely would.
Jay Cooley. Come and count, come and count. Cheche Kule, come and count.
Cheche Kule.
Is the name of the song. It comes from Ghana. It's a song they use to teach children how to count.
I see. Boy, what a lively way to learn how, isn't it?
Never forget.
Boy, do I like that. Could I?
You know, Arthur taught, choreographed the dance for our puppet show.
Oh.
Would you like to see a scene from the show that will show one of the dances that he choreographed?
Really would, Dorothy.
All right. Fine.
Should I just sit right over here?
Fine.
Good.
Huh? Hey, hey, hey.
The Nazi's already hiding behind the tree, Dorothy.
Moati.
Yes.
Moati.
She's the little fairy.
Yes, that's right.
And when the scene opens, Anansi is hiding behind the tree, and she's going to do a dance for the gum baby. Would you like to see that?
I really would.
Fine. All right, Alice, would you just hold her until...
Watch together.
Thank you. then she says, ask the gum baby if she likes her dancing.
I see. Yeah.
Did you like my dancing? Well, say something. If you don't say something, I'll smack your face. Turn me loose. Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, let me go.
Now I've got you, I've got you.
Oh, let me go, please.
And that's the end of that scene.
And then what happened?
Well, then Anansi takes Moati to Niami, the sky god.
And then they trade stories?
Well, Anansi is trying to get all the stories from the sky god so that the people on Earth will have some stories. So when he takes Moati up, Niami gives him all the stories to bring back to the people on Earth.
These are just great marionettes. Could I see Anansi? Boy, he knows. It's going out,
please. What
do we do? I was looking at your turban, and I just wondered how that was put together.
Well, it's called a gele.
A
gele, and it's made in, it's the way the turbans are wrapped in Ghana. Uh-huh. Moati has one on, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
We have a piece of cloth here. Maybe you'd like to see the way it's put on.
I would.
Oh, fine.
Maybe Alice could put it on you.
Oh, that would be fine.
Dorothy. Okay. Right out here, my friends would be able to see.
It's made from one piece of cloth, just one straight piece of cloth, 2 yards long and a yard wide. It's folded in half, you see? Uh-huh. Now we take the middle of it and put it at the nape of the neck in the back, right here.
Oh, let my friends see where that goes, right?
Okay, right there.
Right back.
All right. And then it's wrapped in the front and tied in the back.
Isn't that interesting?
Then we take these ends
this way and around
and drape them up. Tuck them in so they don't fall down. And of course, if you have a longer piece of cloth or more time, you can drape it out so that it's real pretty, you see?
That is really nice. I suppose different countries or different parts of countries wrap them in different ways,
yes.
Do they?
Yes, mm-hmm. They're wrapped differently in all different countries in Africa. Mm-hmm. This one's from Ghana, though.
Really beautiful.
You like that?
I know you all are very busy, but I really appreciate your taking time to show my friends some things here.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
And we'll get back to the rehearsal.
Good, Dorothy.
All right.
See you soon.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Come along. Mm-hmm. Interesting story, wasn't it? Moati got stuck to that gum baby, didn't she? And she would put a foot up and it couldn't pull it down, and hand. That's an old, old story from Africa. Of course, that's just a pretend story. You know, and every country in the world has its own kind of pretend. We have our kind of pretend, don't we? What's it called? Neighborhood of Make-Believe. With our pretend trolley. Mm-hmm. I like that turban. Put on Dorothy's head. You know, it started here with just a long piece of material. And if you know how to do it, tie it, bring it around like this, and then tuck it in the back. Really looks nice. You know, in our own neighborhood of make-believe today, Lady Aberlin could be wearing a turban. Mm-hmm. And each person could have a different idea of what that turban is. Let's make that for our pretend today, all right? Neighborhood of Make-Believe Trolley. Okay. It is a great honor, Lady Aberlin, to receive, hello, Trolley, to receive this marvelous gift from you. Since it is not my birthday, you obviously just wanted to give me a present. So it is, Robert Troll, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
I presume that I'm getting a very special present today from Lady Aberlin.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's meant to be a surprise.
Oh, well, who told you, King Friday?
Oh, nobody told me, but I'm sure she has it hidden inside a large hat she's wearing.
Oh.
Nobody wears a hat that large without having something under it. Something, possibly, for a king.
I see.
I think I'll just go into my pea room and wait for my present. Good day, Robert Troll.
Yeah, good day, King Friday. I've got to find Lady Aberlin and take a look at that hat. Henrietta, maybe she'll know. Henrietta!
Meow, Robert Troll.
Hi, Henrietta. Oh, you have your hair up in curlers.
Meow. Meow want meow like Lady Aberlin.
Like Lady Aberlin?
Meow. Meow, meow, curlers, meow. Meow covered up, meow.
Lady Aberlin has her hair covered up in curlers?
Meow didn't get meow talk, meow her. Meow, meow, sure, meow must be curlers under there, meow.
I mean, present for the king and curlers, too. Oh, boy.
Meow, pardon me?
Oh, nothing, Henrietta. Listen, have you seen Lady Aberlin?
Meow, meow, think meow, 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 Daniel's clock.
Oh, Daniel's clock. Okay, I'll take a look over there. Thanks, Henrietta.
Meow.
Doot.
Doot, meow. Meow, Robert Troll. Meow, 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 meow. There.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Robert Troll. What are you doing today?
I'm ready to give you a doot first, and then I'll tell you.
All right.
Ready?
Doot, doot. Nice. What are you doing today?
Well, I'm looking for Lady Aberlin. Have you seen her?
Oh, well, I'm waiting for her to come out of the museum go-around.
Oh.
That's why I have this little pillow here.
Little pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why the little pillow, Daniel?
Oh, well, I think she has a headache and needs a little rest.
She has a headache? Is that what she told you?
Oh, I didn't talk to her yet, but I saw her going into the museum go-round.
Well, then how do you know she has a headache?
Well, she has her hair all wrapped up in a cloth or something.
I don't understand this.
Well, go on over there and see for yourself.
Yeah, I think I will.
And tell her that I have this pillow if she needs a little nap. I have it right here waiting.
A little pillow. Okay, Daniel.
Doot, doot to you. It is a soft pillow. Why, Robert Troll.
There she is, Lady Elaine Fitch. What do you have on your head?
Well, it's a turban, Toots.
Well, what's a turban?
It's something Aberlin's showing me how to make. You just wrap it around. Oh, it's great. Oh, there she is in hers.
Hi, Robert Troll.
Hi, Lady. Oh.
How do you like my African dress?
Well, you look really nice, but do you have a present up in your hat for King Friday?
No.
Well, do you have hair curlers in your hair up there?
Curlers? No.
Well, then, do you have a headache?
No. Rubber Troll, why are you asking me all these questions?
Yeah, what in the world is up? I mean, curlers, headache, presents up
presents?
In the...
Well, Daniel thinks that you have your head wrapped up because you have a headache. That's why you wrapped it up.
Oh, no.
No? And King Friday thinks that you have a present for him up there. And Henrietta thinks that you have curlers in your hair.
Oh, just because of the turban.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I never...
Well, why didn't they ask me what it was? That's the best way to learn.
You're right. You know, sometimes we guess, and we really should be asking.
Well...
Yeah, you see? That's how it works, isn't it great?
That's really neat.
Well, if all those people are thinking those things, I think I'd better go right away and tell Uncle Friday and then Henrietta and Daniel exactly what a turban is.
Yeah, why don't you do that thing?
Okay.
That's what I'd do. I think they'll be glad to know.
Yeah, I'll see you, sweetie.
Especially...
Okay, Lady.
Take care, and thanks for the lesson.
Okay.
Toot-toot.
Okay. Look at that. That's terrific, isn't it? Yeah, or magic carpet. Or waves. Wave to trolley.
People thought they knew why Lady Aberlin had that turban on her head. They just thought they knew. If they had asked her, they would have found out about an interesting kind of hat. I hope you ask questions when you're curious about things. Things like the hats people wear. There are usually grown-ups around who will explain new and different things to you. Some things you see are confusing. Some things you hear are strange. But if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's the way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. There's so many new kinds of music all around us, aren't there? Do you ever listen to the radio? There are lots of kinds of music to be heard there. I have a little portable radio here. Let's try and see what we hear. That's a piano and cello playing together. It's like a round that they're playing. Beautiful. Sometimes when I listen, I want to clap or tap my feet or even dance. And sometimes I just want to sit still and listen. Many times I feel as if I just want to be quiet. and wonder about my own thoughts and make up my own music. You have ways of making up your own music. Just singing it. This is a thumb and finger piano. There's so much in the world to think about and do, isn't there? I'll be back tomorrow to think more with you and do more things. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
This television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.